Tens of thousands of Afghan refugees are being held at U.S. military bases around the country. How to get these people resettled into the U.S. is now the job of former Delaware Governor Jack Markell, who was appointed by President Biden to oversee this massive undertaking. NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez spoke exclusively with the former governor, and he joins us now. Hey, Franco.
Hey, Rachel.
So a lot of agencies have their fingers in this process. Department of Defense, State Department, Homeland Security. Where does Markell fit in?
Well, the departments are managing the day-to-day operations on this, but Markell is in charge of what comes next for the Afghans, the moving off of military bases and resettling around the country. Here's actually how he put it.
This is a big job. It's a lot of people. It's 53,000 people right now on the U.S. military bases, another 14,000 or so arriving in the next week. And making sure that they all get resettled well in 200 different communities is a big effort.
You know, and so President Biden asked his friend, Markell, to help coordinate between the different agencies and the resettlement groups. And he's also talking with governors and mayors to let them know what to expect.
What does he bring to this job personally?
Well, he's definitely got the ear of the president. Biden was his mentor for many years in Delaware politics. And Markell was governor the last time a big group of refugees began arriving from a war-torn country. That was Syria during Obama's second term. You know, at first, people were more open to refugees then, but that changed because of a terror attack in Paris. That set off a lot of discussion and concern about vetting and about whether ISIS terrorists could actually pose as refugees. In fact, about 30 governors, mostly Republicans, tried to shut their doors. But Markell was one of the most outspoken governors accepting refugees. And he told me that he hopes politics stay out of it this time.
This is not blue. This is not red. I mean, this is a fundamental value of the United States. This is our story, a story of immigrants, a story of refugees.
Really, his overarching concern, he told me, is making sure that the U.S. stands by the Afghans who helped U.S. troops during 20 years of war.
So you said he's talking to mayors and governors. I mean, some states have gladly opened their doors to Afghan refugees. Others have been reluctant, to say the least. How is he navigating those conversations?
Right. You know, he told me it's really important to answer people's questions directly about security.
I explained that nobody flew directly from Afghanistan to the United States, and the intelligence community, law enforcement, and counterterrorism went through that whole vetting process.
This came up in a call Markell had with Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson. Hutchinson feels strongly that his state, Arkansas, and the rest of America should take in Afghan refugees. But he still had a lot of questions and concerns about the vetting process.
I actually asked him to go through it step by step.
Hutchinson told Markell he wants more communication from the White House. He said he didn't want to keep finding out from his local newspaper that more Afghans were coming to his state.
He immediately said, "You're absolutely right. I assure you that will not happen. We're going to have that communication flow, and I will direct that to be happen, and you let me know otherwise. And here's my cell phone number if you have any issues."
Hutchinson was satisfied, and he's not the only one. Mayor David Holt of Oklahoma City, also a Republican, was surprised to get a call from the White House.
Most mayors and governors often struggle with who to even talk to on a myriad of issues. And at least now, I know that if I have any challenges with Afghan refugee resettlement, I got a guy.
Markell's not just talking to political leaders. There are a lot of other groups involved.
We're in touch with Governor Markell 5 times a day.
That's John Bridgeland. He was a top aide in the George W. Bush White House. Now he's leading an organization called Welcome.us. They're helping Afghan refugees figure out how to make a home here. Bridgeland says it's hard to do this without a lot of coordination.
It's going to be really hard, and it'll be uneven, but Markell is setting this up for a better chance of a response than we've had in the past.
For Markell, it's also personal. His grandparents fled Belarus in the 1920s.
I heard from one of my cousins who said, "Isn't this bringing the whole story full circle? Because your parents and your grandparents brought over my parents," meaning his parents, "decades ago. And here we have an opportunity to now help people on this, you know, this much bigger scale."
He says he feels a responsibility to help refugees arriving now. People like 20-year-old Ahmed Sardawi. His family barely escaped Kabul after being turned away by gunfire. Now he's at Fort Dix in New Jersey, waiting for what comes next. Sardawi told Markell that he's eager to study.
"I hope in here that I can study computer science."
Markel told Sardawai's story a couple days later. He was meeting with Airbnb co-founder Joe Jebbia about housing. But Jebbia said he could also bring in more tech executives to find ways to get Sardawai and other refugees into coding boot camps.
The more that we can do in the tech industry to connect the dots between those who either have the skills or want to learn the skills to the jobs in tech, the better. I think it's really just a matter of asking, how might we help?
I mean, I got to ask, though, Franco, Biden has also nominated Markel for another job to be ambassador to the OECD, Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Does that mean the White House doesn't see Afghan resettlement as a full-time job?
Well, I mean, not for Markel. This White House job is just a temporary stop for him. It lasts only until the end of the year. And it's, you know, it is unclear how much he can accomplish in just a few months. Mm-hmm. He described this to me, though, as a sprint to get the process running and in good shape. And he also said that officials at the National Security Council, members of his team, will continue the work after he moves on.
Much work to do. Franco Ordonez, thank you for this. We appreciate it.
Thank you.